If all goes as planned, Mexican trucks will soon be headed north.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. President Obama and Mexico's president appear to have reached an agreement that will allow Mexican trucks on American highways. That deal puts to rest a decades-old dispute. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from our Washington Bureau with the latest. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So what does this agreement say?
Well, it would require that Mexican truckers pass drug and safety tests before they're certified to drive in the U.S. And that's designed to answer complaints from American unions that Mexican trucks are unsafe. George Grayson is a political scientist specializing in Mexico at the College of William and Mary, and I spoke with him. He says Mexico has already been working on the safety of its rigs.
The rigs are much safer now, and the drivers more experienced. And there, in fact, have been some studies to indicate that Mexican trucks are actually safer than those that ply the roadways of Canada and the United States.
But weren't Mexican trucks, Nancy, already allowed into the U.S. under NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement?
Good memory, Steve. They were. But the U.S. kept them out anyway, partly because of pressure from union drivers. They said their jobs would be threatened by Mexican rigs. Then there were the allegations about safety. Now, Mexico retaliated by increasing tariffs on dozens of American products headed to Mexico. Remember, this is a tentative agreement pending congressional approval. The deal is expected to land on Capitol Hill later this month or in April. And Mexico says if the deal is approved, it will gradually end the tariffs and they would be dropped entirely when the first Mexican rig was certified for U.S. roads.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, this week, Facebook sent a letter to two powerful congressmen, Democrat Ed Markey and Republican Joe Barton, telling them the social network's plans for sharing user information, such as phone numbers, with third-party applications is still a go. But privacy groups and some lawmakers continue to cry foul. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is with us to begin a regular feature we're going to do every couple of weeks. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
So Facebook says it's going to share my phone number with advertisers? How's that going to work?
It would work if you gave it permission to do so. It wouldn't happen automatically. But it's one of these things where if you want to play one of these games on Facebook, take a quiz to see which Battlestar Galactica character you are, those apps could ask you for that data in order to work. And this feature was actually active briefly in mid-January, and it caused a big stink, so Facebook yanked it. And now they're working on making that permission more clear before you give it.
It sounds like a breach of privacy, though, John. Am I wrong about that?
You know, you volunteer the information. You are giving it over willfully. The question is, will they be saying, hey, play this awesome game in huge type, but then give us all your data in tiny type, and whether or not that's deceptive?
You think people can get confused by this and maybe give them the information and not really know it?
That's really what it comes down to, is, you know, how clear those practices are. And the lawmakers are also concerned about kids. You know, you can join Facebook at a very early age, you know, age 13. So it's a question of, do people know what they're sharing before they go ahead and share it?
And is there something sinister about this, do you think, John? Or is this just another, you know, way to scrutinize Facebook's privacy policy?
You know, I think it's kind of more innocent than most Facebook policies and also more dangerous at the same time, because you do opt in. The dangerous part is that more of your data is being collected. And it's not just your phone number and your address that you got to think about. It's those things being associated with the rest of your profile that those app developers can sell, because the companies they sell it to can then come to me and pitch me things that I like. Seattle Mariners merchandise and Halo games, you know, stuff that I'm into. Maybe for you that's valuable. Maybe somebody really wants that. I really don't. But more than anything, Steve, it's a sign of the responsibility that comes with Facebook. It's an incredibly powerful tool. But as Spider-Man teaches us, Steve, with great power comes great responsibility.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are higher right now. Oil prices hovering just under $103 a barrel in futures trading today. Now lawmakers are back on the bandwagon about opening up the U.S. Strategic Oil Reserve. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow shot up 191 points to close at 12,258. Big rally on news that jobless claims plunged. Today, of course, the Labor Department will give us the latest unemployment rate for February.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
The NBA will make history tonight when the Toronto Raptors and New Jersey Nets play their first ever regular season game in Europe. The league has played exhibition games all over the world, but this is going to be the first one played globally that's going to count. The BBC's Alex Capstick reports the league has big plans for Europe.
The two NBA teams playing in London this weekend are already aware of the need to spread their brand globally. The Toronto Raptors have six international players on their roster, while the New Jersey Nets are owned by a famed Russian billionaire. Basketball is already the second most popular sport in some European countries like Spain, Greece and Turkey. Avery Johnson is the coach of the New Jersey Nets. He says some of his players have complained about the long journey, but Johnson says they'll have to get used to it.
We've gone to China already in the preseason. We've gone to Russia. So it's a part of who we are. And it's also a part of the ever-changing culture of the NBA.
In fact, the NBA says its long-term aim is to create a team in Europe, and expanding into Europe would help the bottom line. The Nets and Raptors are both struggling to win games this season, so when they play each other back home, few fans attend. But both games in London are already sold out. I'm the BBC's Alex Capstick for Marketplace.
And finally, a Las Vegas developer wants to slap a 500-foot Ferris wheel at the southern end of the Strip. It would be the tallest one in the Western Hemisphere and third tallest in the world, even higher than the one in London. So you'll be able to go up and down on the Strip in just 2 minutes flat, just like your bank balance after a trip to one of those casinos. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The revolutions in the Arab world have given citizens a voice in more ways than you might think.
The fear that the phones are tapped and, oh, we cannot speak is over.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Saudi Arabians find the courage to speak out. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.